JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, primary level coaches undergoing CONCACAF training this week, and later an autism fact. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
Top coaches from 16 primary schools across the island are participating in a 4-day licensing course launched by the Confederation of North, Central American and Caribbean Association Football, CONCACAF. The Federation launched its first D-licensed coaching course in Jamaica on Wednesday at the University of the West Indies Jamaica Football Federation Captain Horace Burrell Center of Excellence at the university's Mona campus. State Minister for Sport, Alando Terlong, says this initiative will improve the country's football program over the long term.
This course must be seen as a huge corrective measure when we take into consideration the current situation of some 1,000 football coaches across Jamaica who are not properly licensed. This situation must be changed, and it must be changed urgently.
The training is free of cost to the participants and is being delivered in collaboration with the Institute of Sports in Sports. CONCACAF instructor Vin Blaine says the workshop is a follow-up to a train-the-trainer-type program executed by the Federation.
A D-license course is CONCACAF's basic introductory course. D-license is now is for coaches that coaches 6 to 12-year-olds. What CONCACAF has done is that they have changed their operations to, instead of sending us to countries, we want to empower the countries to have their own instructors.
The workshop will run until April 14. At the end of the program, the coaches will receive internationally recognized certification. The Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat continues to sensitize Jamaicans on the National Development Plan at events such as conferences and fora, as well as through community engagement. They could be at an event near you. Visit vision2030.gov.jm, go to the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
On our community notice board, the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands invites all to its 2018 convocation to be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center under the theme Discipleship for Life, Disciples of Peace, on Sunday, April 15, starting at 8:30 a.m. Speaker will be Reverend Asta Carlisle. Attendees are encouraged to wear something blue. Admission is free. And the Miss Linstead Beauty Pageant will be held on April 21 at Dintel Technical High School, beginning at 6 p.m., For tickets, call 823-0949. Before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month, and JIS is shedding light on autism by sharing tidbits on the condition. Here's an autism fact. Scientists agree that the earlier a child receives intervention services, the better the child's prognosis. All children with autism can benefit from early intervention, and some may gain enough skills to be able to attend a mainstream school. Autism Facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.